Hey guys, welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. So I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm back. You know, your girl been busy trying to get some things together, trying to get her life in order, and it's finally coming along. My sister-in-law, Tori Clark, has dropped her Girls Night Cosmetics. Shout out to her for doing her thing. Black-owned businesses is up and coming. She's looking for, you know, people to go out and support her. And I will drop her information in my link when I'm done with this podcast. One of the things I really want to emphasize about supporting black businesses is that we don't always oftentimes understand that, you know, we have a brand to build, and it's not about the money. It's not about the product. It's about how you reach out to people, what you are trying to do in terms of encouraging black women or black men to just come together as a people and, you know, strive to be excellent, because we all can do that. I was talking to someone the other day about doing that, and I said, you know, it's the mindset. If your mindset is you just want to get up to the top by yourself and you don't need no help and you don't want to listen to people's advice and you don't want to work with other people, then you're not going to make it, right? Because we're all here for a purpose, and even though our paths are different, we're going in different directions, it doesn't mean we can't help each other. It doesn't mean we can't support each other. It doesn't mean we can't push each other to our goals. And so my sister-in-law has been working on it, like, faithfully, and she has a promoter, and she has all these positive things going. And I just want you guys to go and take a look at what she got going on with Girls Night Cosmetics. Mine's is coming on Monday. And my shirt will probably be here Wednesday or Thursday. So y'all make sure y'all go to her website, support her, buy it, like it, love it, share it. Make sure you do that. I show nothing but love to her, because at the end of the day, it's nothing like working for yourself. You ain't got nobody to answer to. You ain't got no stressors. You don't have anything to worry about in terms of somebody breathing down your neck, clocking in, clocking out, like punching a clock. You know, it's good to be independent. And so for that, I shout out to you, Tori Clark, for doing your thing. So today what I want to talk to you guys about is peace. Just regular peace. You know, not thinking about why people do the things that they do that are negative, not thinking about people's vibes, but just peace. You grow to understand that peace comes from within. It comes from you thinking of good thoughts, comes from positive energy, from positive, you know, people, and from positive outcomes. And I would always remember my father saying to me, think nothing but happy thoughts. And I know that's in Psalms, but before I get into the scripture, I really want to focus on what peace really means. Peace is just you knowing that God is working on your behalf, and that the things that you are worrying about, you don't have to worry about. And I looked at my quote yesterday on my wall that says, relax, God's taking care of everything. And I did not realize until I read that out loud about relax, how peaceful and content I became with the thought of knowing that God is working on my behalf. He is fighting my battles. I don't have to worry about perception of what people think of me. I don't have to worry about bills. I don't have to worry about if the children that I'm teaching are grasping what I'm teaching them. I don't have to worry about these things, because God is working out everything as we speak. And it's such a good thing to know that somebody is actively fighting for you and with you always, no matter what, no matter your circumstances, no matter your outcome, no matter your trials or tribulations, your struggles, someone is fighting for you. Now, I know oftentimes we look to people to do this, but God is doing this for us if people are not. And we are trying to focus on pleasing people instead of doing things that pleases God. And we need to really focus on that. I was watching a video on Facebook, and it was quoted Colossians 34 through 35 or through 38. It said,
in that scripture, it breaks down about what our purpose is for doing the will of God. It doesn't say anything about people, doesn't say anything about the world. It just says, it speaks to the heart of hearts of understanding that no matter what's going on around you, no matter what is happening, no matter what people say or do, God knows your heart and He knows what He has placed in your life to do and what your purpose is and how to drive you and where you're destined to go. So it doesn't really matter if people are for you or not. It doesn't really matter if people on your side, they support you or don't support you. It doesn't matter at all. All you have to do is be content and at peace with knowing that God is working for you. Like, we look on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and we see all these people doing all these things and living their life. We should also be doing the same. Because at the end of the day, life is meant to be lived. It's not meant to be watching what other people are doing and getting all caught up and focused on, well, God, why haven't He done anything for me? Because that's where the focus point is failed, right? Your focus point is supposed to be doing what God is asking you to do and fulfilling the will that He has set out specially for you. Not worrying about what other people got going on, because you can be happy too in your own skin. You can be at peace and content with what you have until God has the understands that you are trusting Him through and through, and He's ready to prepare and bless you with something that is beyond measure of what you can think of that He could bless you with. Because sometimes we look for things and people, we look for things and the things that we do, and we don't get that. We just don't receive that because that's not where we're supposed to be looking. That's not where our focus is supposed to be. So today, I just wanted to drop that, you know, subliminal line on, you know, how to just be at peace. Just think of the things that God has brought you through. Think of the things He's already given you. Think of the people, you know, that He has placed in your life to help drive you and get you one step closer to your goal. I am extremely proud of my sister-in-law, Victoria Sam Clark. She has really come a long way. She has really worked hard to build her brand and to help women feel beautiful. And I just can't wait to embrace her makeup and everything that she has to come after that. So you guys have a blessed day. Go support somebody. Go like somebody's page. Go, you know, say something positive to somebody. Go check on somebody. Call somebody. Call your family that you probably haven't talked to in a while. Old, young, or even, you know, if they see now, then you definitely got to go see about them. But check on somebody. See how they're doing. Make sure, you know, give somebody something to look forward to in terms of peace. Go say, hey, you know, let's go grab coffee. You know, let's go out. Let's talk. You know, just go and be a good and humble servant. That's what God really wants us to do. So I hope that you guys have a blessed week. I know that I am. And I'm so excited for the things God has in store for my life and for those who I love. So you guys have a blessed weekend. Continuing out before we start this work day on Monday. And just know, no matter what, be at peace.